Hey everyone, it's Tessie. Welcome. You have just entered the video for tips on building healthy habits. You might have seen the times three in the title. That's because this is going to be a three-part kind of mini series. Ooh, yeah, like on Lifetime, but Tessie time. So each video is gonna be kind of like 5 minutes, and we're working on three tips, three ways to create healthy habits for you. And I'm gonna like totally start at the beginning. We're gonna talk about the definition of health. That's what today's video is all about. And I'm gonna read you what Merriam-Webster has to say about that. Okay, so when you look up the definition of health, it kind of goes into like the overall condition of the body, meaning like good health or poor health, but still doesn't necessarily give us like specifics, or it's not expansive beyond like the physical body. There is one definition that says the condition of being sound in body, mind, or spirit. Not bad, but then it says especially freedom from disease. So that is, sure, that's a great like baseline for us to say like, oh, I'm healthy or I'm not healthy. But I think there's a lot of things, like there are people out there that might have a physical condition, or they might have an illness, and there are other areas in their life that are extremely healthy, and I would define them as a healthy person. So we're gonna talk about those different areas of health, and today, you are going to define your own health, what that means for you in these different areas of your life in this current stage of your life. So to me, the more expansive definition of health, and I do this with my clients all the time, so I'll have them write down, like at this point in your life, right now, don't worry about what the medical, diet, and health industry is telling you about how much you should work out, what you should be eating. I want you with you, based on your past experience, based on you knowing your body at this point, what does health mean to you? So I'm gonna go into the different areas. They're all F words. Not that I like needed it to be an F word because it's funny, but just because I started brainstorming these areas of health, and I love alliteration and acronyms and things that start with the same letter. So here they are. All the different areas that I would love you to define your health. There will be a handout with this too, so make sure you guys get the free Tessie tool download that goes along with this video, because it's gonna help walk you through creating your definition for all these areas. So regarding health, food, fitness, friends and family, fun, freedom and future, finances, and then faith and spirituality. And by all means, my list might be too narrow for you. Other areas or life domains that you can put that label on, that's what we're basing it off of. So this is totally up to you. I'm gonna go into just a few of the definitions to give you guys a little more of an example of how I'm writing out my definition in these areas. I want you guys to focus more on your habits and behaviors, have it be a positive, empowering thing, as opposed to I look like this, I am 10 pounds lighter than I am now, you know, so try and stay away from things like that. Focus more on behaviors that you have. So with food, I listen to my body. I have a balance of structure and freedom in my eating habits. I choose whole, fresh, organic, local foods at least 80% of the time. And I prepare savory cuisine that could be from a 5-star restaurant. That last part I'm still working on a little bit, but that's my ideal. Another area for me, so this is one that I'm actually working on a little more and intend to grow in, is fun. I incorporate hangout time with people I love spending time with at least once a week. I allow for time and give myself permission to rest, restore, reset, to play, and to just not take life so seriously. I truly look forward to hearing what all of your definitions are for all your F words. And check out the download again, kind of help walk you through that. If you guys have questions, always feel free to comment. Feel free to email me, tessie@tessietracy.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. Also, this is a three-part series. Tune into the next video. We're gonna be going around that next tip that's gonna guide you on the right track to building healthy habits in a sustainable way that is personalized to you. Thanks so much, guys. Catch you later.